Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast exploring the creative and curious world of work through monologues and conversations with creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and changemakers. Over the past 10 years, I've read and heard a lot about the value of knowing your strengths, from understanding how they show up in your life and work to ensuring that you are operating from a position of power. If you want to be at your best, it's better to build upon a foundation of strength, not weakness. But recently, I read a quote from Bono's book, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story, that got me thinking differently about strengths. Could it be possible that what was once a strength would become a weakness? What if, at some point in our lives, weaknesses become strengths? That is the premise that I'll be exploring in today's episode of Getting Work to Work. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/678. I've taken the Clifton Strengths Assessment several times in my professional life, twice as a student and once as an instructor. In preparation for this episode, I searched my computer for references to StrengthsFinder. That's what it used to be called back when I took the tests. And I've written a lot about strengths and weaknesses, not only in this show, but in my previous email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Now, if you're unfamiliar with this assessment, the Clifton Strengths Assessment, it is a short survey which results in a list of strengths from 1 to 34 across four domains. And those are strategic thinking, relationship building, influencing, and executing. I've included a link in the notes for this episode that lists all 34 strengths in each area, just so that you have an idea of what I'm talking about. And they have a lot of material on their website for you to get a clearer picture of what the strengths are, how they work, and how they show up in your own life. But for me, to give you some context in this episode about what are considered strengths, I thought I'd share my top five themes and a short sentence about each of them. The first one is strategic, and the quote that I wrote down was, "Faced with any given scenario, you can quickly spot the relevant patterns and issues." The second is learner. "The process of learning rather than the outcome excites you." Sounds about right. Third, intellection. "You are introspective and appreciate intellectual discussions." The fourth is ideation. "You are able to find connections between seemingly disparate phenomena." I love doing that. And then futuristic. "You're inspired by the future and what could be." With 34 strengths, there are going to be different strengths for different people. I am not you. And even for myself, over the course of the three different times I've taken this assessment, my strengths have shifted and changed ever so slightly. Not by a lot, granted. The core is still futuristic, learner, and ideation. Those were consistently in my top five. While I generally have a positive view on the notion of building upon strengths over weaknesses, however, a quote from Bono's book Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story, really turned the idea of them on its head, especially when considering how strengths change over the course of our lives. Bono writes, "Carl Jung observed that the very things that made you successful in the first half of your life not only no longer work for you in the second half, they positively work against you." The Franciscan friar Richard Rohr put it to me like this, "It's our strengths rather than our weaknesses that often hold us back." Mind freaking blown. This idea that a strength could turn into a weakness at some point in our life never occurred to me, especially expressed as eloquently as this. Perhaps it's because there's so much focus on strengths in our workplace cultures that it creates the environment for them to turn against us at some point in the future. Or maybe it's just because we, at some point, revolt against our own workplace programming. Or we second-guess ourselves, doubting that what once worked will never work again. I've been thinking a lot about how creativity changes as artists grow older. I think a lot about my favorite bands and musicians. They're in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. Some are still cranking out new music. While some of it sounds derivative of their earlier work, maybe they're wishing to hold on to an ounce of the past, many have grown into their sound with age, willing to let the songs evolve and change as they do. Perhaps it's in our youth that strength becomes the foundation with which we build our careers upon. It is the hop in our step, the fight in what we do, the risks we take. We could never consider that our weakness could ever derail us, as long as we're working from that position of strength and power. All of my favorite bands, that sums up their earlier careers. But over time, successes and failures start shaping everything we do. And that does include our strengths and weaknesses. It all starts looking so very different. Risk as a young creative looks nothing like risk in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. Then the older you get, you start to care less about what people think and get closer to what you really want to say. That's both strength and weakness right there. Given the quote by Bono, Young, and Rohr, it all has me thinking, how would my top five strengths work against me in the very near or distant future? What a very futuristic statement. Thank you. Well, let's look at strategic again. Faced with any given scenario, you can quickly spot the relevant patterns and issues. I may see what is relevant. I might see those patterns and issues, but perhaps my willingness to do something decreases, and I leave more room for doubt or skepticism or even cynicism to prevent me from going from a strategic plan to strategic action. And so I can easily see how this strength becomes something that then makes it harder to act upon because maybe I'm afraid, or maybe I fear that it won't work out given all of the knowledge of my past. Let's look at learner. The process of learning rather than the outcome excites you. I could very well see in the near future of just learning and learning and learning and never really doing anything, not really being interested in the outcome. The notion that the outcome could become less important to me kind of scares me, because part of the whole reason that I learn is to turn it into something. Intellection, you are introspective and appreciate intellectual discussions. Ooh, I could see this strength becoming Hermit Chris, where I don't want to go anywhere, that I can just be in my own space day after day, and maybe having intellectual discussions in alternate forums, where I don't have to be sitting in front of someone, looking them in the eye. I can hide behind the computer or hide behind the microphone in this case. And then we come to ideation. You're able to find connections between seemingly disparate phenomena. And what I've learned is that the more I know what I don't know, I create a wider and wider net. And I think the wider that net of information, of subjects, of curiosities, the harder it is to find connections because there's just too much stuff. And last but not least, I get to futuristic. I'm inspired by the future and what it could be. But over time, the future is going to become closer and closer as I grow older, because my ability to think beyond my own death creates a limitation. So as I wrap up this episode, I want to share five ways to prepare for that moment when strengths might shift for you. The first thing to do is consider taking an assessment, like Clifton Strengths. Assessments can actually provide a benchmark for you to understand what is and is not a strength in your life. Additionally, depending upon the package you buy, yes, there is generally a cost associated with this. And like any good company, they have multiple levels of engagement. There is often an explanation of what happens when that strength becomes a weakness. The second thing is to journal and explore who you are in conversation with others. Self-awareness not only allows you to know your strengths and weaknesses and to understand how they show up in your life, but it also helps you to know how they are evolving in your life. So when you know you're a curious person, how is that curiosity changing in you, and how is it changing the things that you do? Third, surround yourself with people who will be honest with you. That's something that I'm experiencing deeply right now. I've surrounded myself with people who will tell me the truth. And lately, I've been getting a lot of really good information from them, and it's honest information, and it's things that I need to hear. And that might be an indication that my strengths are beginning to shift. Fourth, know when it's time to let your strength go. When we get an assessment, when we start this journey of self-awareness, it begins to form our identity. And for many of us, we hold on to these things because it creates a consistency. It creates a stable footing in an ever-changing world. But there's going to be a time when we just have to let that strength go. It doesn't mean that we'll never be that thing. Again, it just means that maybe it's just not as important to us anymore. And when we can let those strengths go, we can create that room for other things to fill that void. Fifth and finally, don't feel guilty if your weaknesses become more interesting than your strengths. That's kind of the interesting thing about people when they get older. They actually get a little bit more interesting. You don't have to tear everything down, but you can begin to learn what is no longer working for you. And it is that act of just, you know what, I have to let it go, I have to unlearn, and I have to accept that, boy, that weakness right there is very interesting. What if it's interesting to someone else too? If you're like me and never considered the possibility that strengths could be anything but what they are, I hope this episode has given you some food for thought for your own future. Yes, it seems like there's a lot of work that we have to do as we get older, not just to keep our skills competitive, but also to make sure that we're gauging our levels of cynicism and complacency. Perhaps those two traits might just be an insightful indicator that your strengths are shifting, and you might be operating out of balance on weakness instead of strength. Or if you're nowhere near that point, and your strengths are operating just fine, keep carrying on, working from that position of power. You are doing important work, and keep going. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.